Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. Today, we're going to talk about how dangerous Thailand is. And I have some pretty good information. I've always been under the impression that if you're not involved with something illicit, and I'm talking about, you know, you're not gambling, getting yourself into trouble, you're not pimping out girls, you're not selling drugs or getting involved with drug dealers or stuff like that. You're not doing things that you shouldn't be, and that there are no rules when you're doing them. You know, one thing about dealing drugs that I learned early on many, many years ago was when you're dealing drugs, there are no rules. So if there are no rules, that means it's easy to get yourself in trouble. Also, you say things to the wrong people, maybe people in power, and the next thing you know, you find yourself being threatened or in some kind of trouble. And sometimes, you know, the people who own the bars get into trouble because maybe they don't pay the amount that's due, or they argue with what the what people are asking for, certain people, not mentioning any names or organizations. I do know a guy who he owned one of the more popular bars on Soy Cowboy, and he said the wrong thing to the wrong person. They got somebody to bash him over the head. He was outside of his place, and the guy drove by on a motorcycle, and at the last second, boom, hit him in the back of the head with a pipe, and he ended up staying in the hospital for a couple of months recuperating. He was lucky to be alive. And that's really the only kind of problems that I've had, problems that I've seen, aside from the problems that tourists have, which is the scams or the pickpockets, or, you know, in the, I'm talking mainly about the things that go down in tourist areas, and it's not necessarily anything specific to Thailand. This is in a lot of tourist areas. There's pickpockets, there's scams, there's petty robberies and that kind of thing, muggings. But generally, even in Thailand, that doesn't happen a whole lot. It does make the news whenever it does happen, and every once in a while you'll see that a British guy was beaten up or some guy was slashed by a taxi driver or something like this. But when you consider the number of foreigners that come into the country and that actually come into the country, stay for a little while, and then leave, there's an influx of tourists and expats even. When you think about the number of people that are coming and going, the foreigners, there is very little crime against foreigners. Now, that's my belief, and I went and I did a little research. I looked around on the internet, and also I have some printouts from numbeo.com. It's a great site that tells you all kinds of information about the cost of living and prices and pollution and traffic and the quality of life and blah, blah, blah. So what I did was I punched in the crime. I wanted to get the crime stats for Thailand. Now, the crime index in Thailand is 36.91, which is very low. A place like Johannesburg or Cape Town or something, they have like a 75 crime index. Those are some of the more dangerous places. And some places in South America, and of course, like Afghanistan and Pakistan, those places are considered dangerous. Now, there's also a safety index of 63.09, which is quite high. Okay. Now, I compared the crime stats I found in Thailand with those of Cambodia, the Philippines, and New York City, New York as the state, rather. So here's what I found, okay? The crime index of Cambodia is about 15% higher than Thailand. The crime index of the Philippines is, let's see here, 43.7, is about 20% higher. And the crime index of New York is about 30% higher. So when it comes to the amount of crime committed against people, Thailand is the safest, and then Cambodia, and then the Philippines, and then New York. Okay, now, let me read some of the areas that they measure. For instance, the level of crime in Thailand is 34.17, which is considered low. The level of crime in Cambodia is 40.38, which is moderate. It's 47.13 in the Philippines, which is moderate. And it's 52.36 in New York, which is also considered moderate. Worries about being attacked, 30.21 in Thailand, which is actually lower than in Cambodia, which is 38.46. In the Philippines, it's 42.40. And in New York, it's 45.37. Let's see here. Problem people using or dealing drugs. Now, this is where Thailand lags a little. 51.60, which is moderate. And then you have 51.92, which is slightly higher in Cambodia. And 46.75 in the Philippines. So it's lower than these, the first two places. And then in New York, it's considered high. It's 60.85 is the rating. Now, something interesting is that in Thailand, there is a section that is crime increasing in the past 3 years. 61.83 is the rating for Thailand. In Cambodia, it's only 50. In the Philippines, it is 46.98. And in New York, it's 48.15. So Thailand is the rate of crime is increasing the fastest in the past 3 years out of all the four places that I'm talking about. You know, there are quite a few different sections. Let me see here. Okay, problem with corruption and bribery, 79.95% in Thailand, 69.23 in Cambodia, and only 56.86 in the Philippines, and then 53.80 in New York. So those are the weaknesses of Thailand, the problems with corruption and bribery, and also the amount that crime has increased in the past 3 years. Now, let's look at this here. Safety in Thailand, walking alone during the daylight, the safety is rated very high, 87.11. Compare this with Cambodia, which is 78.85. I find Cambodia to be pretty safe most of the time now. The Philippines, 71.26. That is considered high, as is Cambodia. Thailand is considered very high, very, in other words, very safe. And in New York City during the daytime, it's actually considered safer walking around during the day than Cambodia and the Philippines. It's 80.91, so it comes in second only to Thailand. Safety walking alone during the evening is considered high. In Thailand, it's 65.89. And in the evening in Cambodia, it is moderate, 45.83. And I have to say that while most of the time there are no problems in Cambodia in the evening if you're walking around, if you're going to get mugged or anything like that, it does seem that that is the time for the Cambodians to do it. Maybe you're out on one of the main streets or something, and there's a lot of Cambodians out, and you just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. So anyway, let's see here. Crime in the Philippines. Safety walking alone during the night is moderate, 52.25. And then that is only slightly higher than the safety in New York where you're walking alone at night, which is 51.85. So actually, Cambodia is the least safe in the evening to walk alone. Okay. You know, you can compare the cities. I just compared the overall countries. But it's... You know, I know a lot of people seem to think that Thailand is a dangerous place, and but any city, any big city is going to have its share of problems, share of people that maybe they're living on the street or they're suffering or they're going through poverty or whatever it is, and they feel the need to steal and mug people or whatever. That happens all over the world, but the good thing is that Thailand is still considered to be quite safe. In fact, like I said, it is the safest out of all these four places that I reviewed. And then Cambodia is the next safest. And then it is very close between, well, not really. It's about 10, Philippines is about 10% safer in the ratings than New York. Now, you know, New York is a big city and there's a lot going on there. So, you know, it's to be expected that there's going to be a fair amount of crime. But that goes to show you that, you know, Bangkok is not quite as dangerous as people think. I think that if you mind your P's and Q's, you stay alert as you should anywhere, and you bite your tongue sometimes, because normally it's kind of like when you see a snake, if you go reach to grab him and kill him or it, you get bit. If you leave the thing alone, a lot of times it goes away and you don't get hurt. It's the same kind of thing with mouthing off to people or getting involved in a situation that maybe if you leave it alone, there would be no problem. So, you know, that's one recommendation I have. Just mind your P's and Q's. Don't get into any kind of physical altercation if you can help it. I mean, and the older that people get, the more they seem to realize this. I mean, I know I have since I've gotten older. And, you know, the idea is to make it through life as happy as possible and as long as possible and to stick around and be healthy. If you're mouthing off and getting in situations you shouldn't be, then, you know, you're going to have some issues eventually. One other thing, I didn't say this, but one other thing I wanted to go over is the worries about being subject to a physical attack because of your skin color, ethnic origin, or religion. Now, I have stated that Bangkok and Thailand is generally a very tolerant country. Now, the worry is considered low. The fear of that attack is considered low. It's 20.74. In Cambodia, it's even lower. So your chance, if you're a black or you're a Muslim or something like that, the rating in Cambodia is 15.38, which is considered very low. Thailand's is considered low. And then in the Philippines, it's 25.46, which is considered low. And in New York, it's 41.20, which is considered moderate. So you've got, in first place, the safest is Cambodia. Second is Thailand, third is the Philippines, and as has been the case in most of these categories, New York comes in fourth. So anyway, that's all I got for now. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok di la Jerkan Mai.